listening to Bob Harden, streaming live online at bobharden.com.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. The show is brought to you in part by the good folks at Johnson's Air Conditioning, Naples' longest established air conditioning company, as well as Naples Illustrated, bringing you infinite luxury lifestyles. Visit the website, naplesillustrated.com. Coming up, we're going to visit with Philip Terzian. He is the editor at the Weekly Standard. Right now, we have with us Larry Reed. Larry is the president of the Foundation for Economic Education. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you again, Bob.
Always a pleasure. And Larry, for our listeners that may not be familiar with the Foundation for Economic Education, what's it all about?
We're an educational organization focused on primarily young people in their late teens and early 20s, and our purpose is to inspire and educate them on ideas of individual liberty, personal responsibility, and character, as well as the principles of limited government that animated our founders in the year 1776.
And, of course, the foundation is coming to the Paradise Coast here in February. Maybe you can tell us about it.
Yes, this is an annual retreat. It's open to not only existing donors and friends of the foundation, but also others who'd like to learn more about us. It's going to be held at the Hyatt Regency at Coconut Point, their resort and spa there in Bonita Springs, Florida. It'll be the last 2 days of January, ending on the morning of Sunday, February 1st. And all the details that are presently available are on our website at feefee.org. If you just simply go there and pull down the tab that says Events, you'll quickly see it.
At fee.org is the website. I'm going to be there, Larry, and I'm really looking forward to the education and the opportunity to share with like-minded folks to be at the conference.
Thank you.
So you've raised this question. If you could go back in time and spend 1 hour in conversation with 10 people, each one separately and privately, who would you choose? Well, you chose Cicero.
Yes, he's always on my list of at least the top 10 that I'd most like to go back and spend an hour with. He was a remarkable man. He was the greatest hero of the Roman Republic. He lived in the first century before Christ, and he was a great defender of the principles of liberty and private property and small government at a time when Rome was in the last stages of losing all of that to be replaced by an imperial autocracy and empire that increasingly became tyrannical and blood-drenched, and ultimately expired in 476 A.D.
Yeah, in fact, it's kind of sad to see that we're kind of going down that same path, it seems. But tell us about Cicero. What are some of the things that he did that made him such a great man?
Well, from the earliest days of his public life as a lawyer in his 20s, he really set himself apart from so many other Romans. He was courageous. He took on difficult cases. He made a big name for himself when he defended a man who was accused of murdering his father, and he secured an acquittal of that man by proving that it was the some higher authorities in the politics of Rome, in the government of Rome, that actually were behind the murder, not the man who was accused of it. Hmm. So he really stuck his neck out there to defend somebody against some very powerful forces. Well, that would be a theme throughout his life. He eventually rose to become elected by the people of Rome to the highest position that the Republic offered, that of consul. And within months of taking that office, he faced down a conspiracy to snuff out the liberties of Rome. A senator by the name of Catiline conspired with others to raise an army and to crush the Republic and establish a dictatorship. Cicero found it out and secured the support of the Senate and others to end it. And then he walked away from power. He was given total power to crush the rebellion. And then as soon as it was accomplished, he restored the Republic and retired at the end of his year as consul.
And he was quite an orator, was he not?
He sure was. He was known as, still to this day, as the greatest of Roman orators. He would get up and give these splendid addresses, many of which still survive, by the way. In fact, nobody in history before 1000 A.D. has more essays and or books or speeches that they've written that are still in existence than Cicero. There's just a huge volume of his material that has survived over the years. In fact, the second book ever printed in the 15th century A.D. by Mr. Gutenberg, who invented the printing press, the second book after the Bible that he printed was Cicero's book called On Duties, which you can still read today.
Amazing stuff. Now, history did not leave him in retirement. He ended up getting involved later in his life in politics.
That's right. After he served as consul for that year, he tried to retire, but then later on, as the Republic crumbled around him with so many power-seeking politicians, Julius Caesar makes his appearance on the scene, and he has a battle with other senators, but he eventually forces them to declare him dictator for life. He's rather quickly after that assassinated, and then Mark Antony comes on the scene, and he tries to establish himself as dictator, and that's when Cicero comes out of retirement, denounces Antony, and says, look, I gave my life once before, or put it in great jeopardy, to save the Republic, and I'll do so again if necessary. Antony is just simply trying to become another tyrant. And as a result of that, he was named an enemy of the state by Antony, and who eventually had him killed. And the importance of that event, the death of Cicero, is that that was the end of the Roman Republic and of Roman liberties. His was the last significant voice to be snuffed out at the end of the Republic and at the beginning of the dictatorship, which is a very sad occasion in history, but full of lessons for us to learn from today.
Absolutely, and he stood a very brave. In fact, you're in your column on December the 7th, 43 B.C., the killer found his target. The great statesman bared his neck and faced his assailant with these words, "There's nothing proper about what you're doing, soldier, but do try to kill me properly." Amazing, just the amount of... I'm sure there was fear there, but it was certainly controlled, and the amount of bravery and standing up for what he really believed.
Yes, he was a Stoic, no question about it, from start to finish.
Yeah. So again, Cicero, an object lesson for all of us in terms of how we have to make a commitment to his character as well as our Constitution.
That's right. History tells us, not only with ancient Rome, but so many other periods in history, that the world is full of people who would happily take your liberty, take away the liberty of the country if given an opportunity. So people who believe in liberty must always be courageous and sometimes even put their lives on the line to preserve it.
Larry Reed, again, the president of the Foundation for Economic Education. I encourage you to visit the very robust website, fee.org, fee.org. And while you're at it, sign up for the conference coming up next year at the Hyatt at Coconut Point. Thank you so much for joining us, Larry.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
My pleasure indeed. Okay, coming up, we're going to visit with Philip Terzian. He is an economic editor, literature editor with the Weekly Standard. We're going to be talking to him about what's happening with ISIS, Iraq, and Syria, that and more, right here on The Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of The Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.